1057 CFW. Music you remember from those hit summer movies without sitting in someone else's is that gum?
Yes.
It's 105 days of summer fun from 105.7 CFW.
Distance in your eyes.
corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion, trying to keep up you, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much, I haven't said. Just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion, trying to keep up you, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no,
CFW.
See you.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. Seven CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
Without a reason, another promise falling through. Meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see gradual clearing overnight, but in some areas could have a little fog forming. Temperatures down to 50 degrees, light northwest winds. Morning fog giving way to sunshine and close to 80 degrees late in the day, near 60 for Tuesday night and mostly clear. It's 53 at our studios.
CFW.
Town girl on a Saturday night, looking for the fight of her life.
1057 CFW. It's hard to keep up, but we're not stopping yet. The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Just how you feel. You got to roll.
105.7 CFW.
Miss this one as the most talented roller derby skaters from around the Midwest meet up for the annual Bruise-a-thon tournament. All the skaters will be mixed up into four teams for a full day of roller derby action. It's at 2 p.m. at Hobbs Ice Arena on Menominee Street in Eau Claire. The fun on Saturday, September 9th.
What you gonna do when the flames go up? Who's gonna come and turn the tide? What's it gonna take
to make a dream survive?
Who's got the touch
to calm a storm inside?
Who's gonna save you?
CFW. Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely. Well, don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, already at fatigue. So don't let me have any rights. Oh, I'm a little clear. The moment that I step outside,
this is 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump has been indicted again, this time by a grand jury in Georgia investigating the 2020 election. Prosecutors allege there was a conspiracy to change the outcome. Our Nicole Killian with details on the charges.
Beginning with, for instance, false statements to and solicitation of state legislatures. We know that there were several hearings that were held at the state capitol back in December of 2020, where you had Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, who was named in this indictment, who tried to convince a state lawmakers to try to put up their own slate of electors.
CBS's Christiane Benavides on why this case is different.
If Mr. Trump were to be reelected, because these are state charges, this is not something that he could potentially attempt to pardon himself. That's why these charges are weighing so heavily.
This is Trump's fourth criminal indictment. CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.